Hello there, and welcome to Woman of Grit, a podcast that holds space for women to have authentic conversations about our intersectional challenges and where we elevate women's voices, celebrate their strengths, and honor their resilience. I'm your host, Dr. Ann, the Gritpreneur and Woman of Grit. Come on in, we saved a seat at the table for you. Today, we have a guest. Her name is Louisa Valentine. Ms. Valentine is a registered nurse, an entrepreneur, and a certified empowerment wellness coach. She's going to share some practical tips on how to overcome negative self-talk, prioritize our needs, and live a healthy life. Welcome to Woman of Grit podcast, Louisa. How are you this evening?
Oh, thank you for that warm welcome. And I am doing great. I am very happy to be here with you today. And I would like to take a moment to thank you for your service as a doctor, as a veteran, as well as a woman who created this space for empowered women of grit.
Nice. Thank you so much. You're making me blush. I usually don't get, you know, that kind of reception on my podcast. But, you know, so the listeners can find out about you from your bio. Your bio is going to be on the podcast page, womanofbritpodcast.com. But I want you to tell them a little bit about your story in your own words, your background, what you're about.
Okay, so I empower women for a living. It's what I do because speaking light into others is like speaking light into myself, because there wasn't a person for me in this space to create the opportunity to put myself first, to give myself permission to set boundaries and realize that it's not a bad thing to be a little selfish and allow myself the space to do what I need to do to get myself in check, to put my health in check, to be able to be everything that I need to be for other people. I have to be that for myself. And being a nurse, being a person who has always had to put everyone's needs before my own, yes, in the workspace as well as in my family, it's just something that I seem to do naturally. And my friends, even, where it's like, oh, I can depend on Louisa. She's there. She can stop what she's doing and take care of what I need to have taken care of. And I would do that all the time. And what did that mean? Putting myself on the back burner, allowing myself to put everyone else's needs ahead of mine. And even if I would try to take care of my health or do something that made me feel good, I would start and then something would get in the way. Something would come first. Something would be more important, until that one day I decided, no, I count. I matter. I'm important, and it's time for me to take control of my life. I can't blame anyone else if I don't put up these boundaries. So that's a little of, you know, my background of what kicked me into getting started with my own journey.
So you were putting everybody first. And I think, you know, that is not uncommon for women to do. So I'm going to ask you a curious question. How many siblings do you have?
There's four of us all together. So I have one older sister and a younger brother and a younger sister.
That's curious, because a lot of times you find out that like the oldest daughter would be that person. But in general, as women, we tend to take care of everybody else, be it a spouse, a child, a boyfriend, and then for some of us, we become that person too for our friends, you know? So I'm really glad that you got to the point where you came to that realization that I need to take care of Louisa. I need to take care of me. And we may think it's selfish, but when you think about it, to be the best caregiver that we can be, we have to take care of ourselves. I mean, that you're a nurse, you know, caregivers die.
Yes.
Caregivers die in large
Yes.
numbers. You know, they're so focused on caring for this person that they don't take care of their own needs. So thank you for sharing that. So you've heard of an empowerment coach. I've heard of a wellness coach. I promise you, this is the first time I've heard of an empowerment wellness coach. And I think it's brilliant. So what does an empowerment wellness coach do, and what inspired you? I think you touched a little bit on that second part in your introductory statement.
Okay, so we take that empowerment aspect of nurturing a client's confidence, building someone up, because like myself, where I would not create those boundaries and I didn't believe I deserved to be put first. So it's just about speaking that life into others. And then again, with my nursing background and this aspect of health, and not just, physical health, but that mental and spiritual health as well. Just putting that all together and creating this well-rounded alignment within coaching. Because for me, one isn't enough without the other. If
Right.
I'm not empowering you to be able to put yourself in that space where you deserve just as much greatness as others, how can I get you to that place of being able to put your health in a place where you can be the best version of yourself? If we don't work on that mental space and change that way of thinking that you don't belong or you don't deserve to have everything that you dream of. And it's not just about the dream body, because that day that everything changed for me, while yes, I was looking at a picture and I didn't like the way I looked, but it
Right.
wasn't just because my body wasn't what I wanted it to be. I didn't look happy because I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel good. So I want you to feel good from the inside out,
Right.
not just one aspect or the other.
Absolutely. So, what are some of the benefits? Somebody's listening, thinking, maybe I want to work with her. What are some of the main benefits that clients who work with you can expect?
Okay, so this is a great question. And first and foremost, anybody who goes to any coach or any business, you want results. So that's there. That's a given. You're getting results. You're getting in that right state of mind, and you are getting healthier, and you are aligning yourself with your goals. But it's about the journey, about how we get there, the different modalities that I use to help you get there. And it's not just me telling somebody what to do and them listening to me blindly. We are working together. We are creating a plan aimed at what their specific goals are, what she wants, since I work with women, what she needs to accomplish, and what is it going to take for her to get there. We're building goals together. We're a team. It's not just her alone. It's not just her taking what I say for blind value. It's
Right.
a team effort. And then again, that nursing aspect. I work with clients, and because I'm a nurse and I'm still in practice, they feel comfortable sharing those lab values with me, sharing their vital signs, their blood pressures, their heart rates, and we can make a plan along with, their providers to get them in the best state of health possible.
Okay, so you're still practicing as a nurse. And obviously, I am also in clinical practice. And I think for me, one of the things I was very careful about making that line clear. So the name I use, Dr. On, is slightly different from the name I practice in clinically. I guess for me, I just wanted to be clear that when I'm doing my women's empowerment work, it's not necessarily misconstrued as practicing medicine. So, but I think invariably, I want to know if somebody is healthy before we embark on a plan, or I want to make sure that there isn't a medical reason, because I practice occupational medicine and public health, but I'm also board certified in lifestyle medicine. So I want to make sure that before we go into the lifestyle aspect of things, there isn't something that needs medical attention. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So what is the common challenges that women come to you with, and how do you help them overcome those challenges? What are some common ones?
The biggest one is the one that we've already spoken about, creating those boundaries and knowing that they deserve to be put first. And the way we counter that is we work to get to the root cause of it. Because anybody can tell you, oh, just think positive or just change the way you think or
Think
switch
right.
it, reverse it. But it's not that simple. So if we can't get to the cause of why they think this way or why they have this limiting belief, then it's going to be that much harder to get them to the next step, which is why we start there. We start with the limiting beliefs and how can we overcome them? How can we analyze them, do a nice little deep dive, and then switch around how these women think about themselves and what they deserve?
Why do you think, especially women, why do we struggle with boundaries? I that is an area I had a really, really hard time with boundaries. I almost feel like I'm being disloyal, or you know, and even when I did put up flimsy boundaries, I didn't even enforce them. It took a lot of work to work on boundaries. Why do you think it's so hard for some of us to implement boundaries and enforce them?
Whew, this is something I had to deep dive myself. So I would say because we're conditioned to be the good little girl. When you're quiet or when you're receptive to what the adults or your parents or your teachers are telling you to do, you get praised. And little girls, more often, I have noticed in my experience than little boys, get praised on that more. For little boys to be, oh, boys will be boys. You
Boys,
don't,
right.
yes, you don't often hear girls will be girls in that same type of way. No, like, you're doing that. You're a little girl. You shouldn't be acting this way. You shouldn't be doing that. We're taught to dress a certain way, act a certain way, be a certain way, and just accept treatment a certain way versus having that voice and speaking up and speaking out and being loud on purpose and just saying what's on our minds. And because so often that is just drilled into us at such a young age, I think we just continue to carry it along with us.
And you know, little girls, I mean, we should teach our little girls to take up space. You
Yes.
know, we turn into these shrinking violets. We need to take up space. We need to let our voices be heard. So I grew in a household where my mother was really a very strong woman, and she raised my sister and I to be strong and have opinions and be assertive. And then you go into the world, and the world starts chipping away at that, beating it down, and you're angry, or you're, of course, the angry black woman, that one is standard, but maybe you're aggressive, something, behavior that would be praised in a man, all of a sudden in a woman is not, it's considered maybe aggressive. And eventually I started really doubting myself, and I came to realize, I said, there are a lot of professional women who may be in emotionally abusive relationships. So you don't see that mark, you don't see the broken bones, you don't see the bruises, but they're in emotionally abusive relationships. And they feel isolated, they feel shame because they're professional women. They're doing great things at work. They're looked up to at work. And then they come home and there's this situation, for lack of a better word. So I lost my grit, I say. I lost my grit. So I call myself now, I'm a woman of grit, because I was able to get my voice and reclaim my power. And so now I help other women get their grit back. I say, not groove like Stella, but grit. So if there's a woman listening right now who is looking to make a major change in her life, but does not know where to start or is unsure, what advice do you have for her?
Take the first step. Don't look for perfection. Don't look to that you have to know all the answers to get started. Just move. We get so stuck in thinking if we don't have it all together, if we don't have it all figured out, then we can't start right now. We have to wait. We have to wait until we have the money in place. We have to wait until we have all the degrees or certifications. We have to wait until we have the right connections. Just start. Everything else will start to fall in place. Be consistent and move forward. Even if you're taking small steps, you're still moving more than if you were standing still and waiting, waiting, and waiting. Because you can wait your whole life if you're waiting for everything to be right.
So just start is what I'm hearing. Just take a step, move forward. I think I struggle with that perfection aspect too. I'm a creative in my spare time because I don't have much of that. But I would create these pro I'll create, I love graphic design, but I hold on to it. Done is better than perfect. You can, as you work, you keep working on it. And one of the things I took a class to help me get my graphic design products out on the market, Etsy and other places. And something that really resonated with me when I took that class was the coach put up the original puppet version of Kermit, and it was brown. But guess what? He put it out and started refining it until got to the Kermit the Frog we know now. I mean, literally, it was like Kermit the Toad or something. And so that really resonated with me. Just put it out there. Done is better than perfect. So to all our listeners, just start. Just start. Don't wait for it to be perfect. Just start it. Don't wait for all the stars to align before you actually move forward. So that's great advice. So I'll just, we'll just take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue this very, very interesting conversation with some really great tips. So stick around. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi there. This is woman of grit and author, Dr. On the Gritpreneur. I recently published a book called Woman of Grit, How to Find Your Voice, Reclaim Your Power, and Transform Your Life. In this, my first solo book, I share insights into my journey from asking why me to finding my why after leaving a toxic relationship that had me questioning my sanity. I write about the things that helped me most on my personal transformation journey into the woman of grit I am today and the gritpreneur. My book is available on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold. Get your copy today. Thank you and take care.
I'm your host, Dr. On the Gritpreneur. So back to our conversation. So I read on your website that one of the areas you specialize in is helping women overcome negative self-talk, prioritize their own needs, and become the healthiest version of themselves. So this is open forum. Tell us a little about that work.
Well, it goes a little into what we were discussing before about digging deep and figuring out where those negative mindsets come from. And then once we get there, we don't just take away. So it's not just, okay, take away the negative thought or take away that mindset. We have to put something in place.
Right. So, replace it with something.
Exactly. Because we don't want to leave that empty space, because if you leave the empty space, anything can fill it up. No, we want to be intentional. So that's where we go next. We create the intentions that we want to move forward with. We create the new habits to go in place of the habits that we've removed. We make the new habits easy access. We make it so that it's not, oh, I have to work so hard to get there. And just thinking of something simple, tangible for the sake of conversation, getting your gym clothes ready in the night before, preparing your lunch the night before so that you can just grab it in the morning and go to work or go to the gym. We create affirmations so that first thing in the morning, you're saying that in the mirror. That's one of our promises to one another when I'm working with a client. So you promise to say these affirmations and we create them together. So again, it's not something I'm just telling you, okay, you have to say this and you have to believe this.
Right.
Exactly. No, we're working together. We are a team first and foremost. And I am here to literally be a coach. Think of a sports coach. They're not doing the actions for you. They're there to help you get there. They're to put that fire under you when you need it. And just to give you that encouragement and let you know you can do this. You have it in you and you're not alone. And just keep moving forward.
Wow, that is such great information. To be vulnerable and be transparent, I think I do struggle with that preparation piece. Definitely planning. There's something that said, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So I have made it as easy as possible for me to succeed. So
I love
how
that.
Can someone who is interested in working with you as a coach get started? Where do they find you? Are you online? Do you work with clients online? How can they reach out to you?
Yeah, I work with clients online. So it's all virtual at this current time. I have my website, louisavalentin.coach. That's LOUISAV as in Victor, ALENTIN at coach.com. I also have my Facebook page. It's just my name, Louisa Valentin. And you can find me there. But just book in a call. And so we can see if we're compatible, see if we fit well together, because every coach is not for every client, just like every client is not for every coach. And that is something that I definitely had to learn early on.
Right. Not to take it personally, yeah, not everybody is the right fit. For the listeners who maybe cannot not write that information down, I'm going to have all that information available. It's going to be in the show notes. So the link to her website is going to be in the show notes. All her social media is going to be in the show notes, but also it'll be on the podcast page, Woman of Grit podcast.com. So there'll be a little area where you can get more information about her and her social media contacts. To the listeners, you heard how you can reach Miss Valentine if you want to work with Louisa. So, Louisa, is there anything that I left out that you would like our listeners to know? I tried to hit all the major areas, but is there anything I left out that you'd like to fill in?
I mean, you really did hit most things like just right on the head. I would just say if you do need assistance, if you do need help, don't feel ashamed. We all have to be able to allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough to move forward and get that assistance. I have my own coach. I have people that I reach out to when I'm in need. And so, whether it's with me or some other coach or some other resource, don't be ashamed to reach out. Just take that step to help you move forward and for you to elevate.
So coaches have coaches, listeners. Even coaches have coaches. We all need help from time to time. And I tell everybody this. I listened to the Mel Robbins podcast, and she did have a guest on, I think, the most recent episode on Thursday. But she is the founder of a cosmetic company called It Cosmetics. And she developed that line because she suffered from acne rosacea. And, with there's a lot of facial redness, and there wasn't anything on the market that she could use. She ended up on TV reading the news. And she said one day she was reading the news, and literally her makeup started melting off her face. And then the rosacea just started, becoming visible, and she was mortified. And she decided that she was going to create a line for people like her. And one of the things I took away from that episode, they talked about finding your purpose, because sometimes I struggle a little bit. I'm like, am I doing the right thing? And she said something that really impacted me profoundly. She said, when you serve the person you used to be, you're in your purpose. So she definitely, with a makeup line, she used to be that person that could not find the right product for her rosacea. There are many people who suffer from rosacea. And so for me, and I suspect for you also, that person that you needed when you were going through, when you were facing that challenge, that's who you are serving right now, because you know how to do it. You were that person. So you're in your purpose when you're serving the person that you used to be. So that just really impacted me and helped me rededicate myself to this work that I am doing. This podcast is an extension of my mission to help professional women, high achieving women who may feel shame and stigma when they're going through emotional abuse. They may feel shame, maybe they're afraid. If people find out, it's going to impact their career. It's going to impact their professional lives. I want to serve that woman who is out there thinking, oh gosh, I can't let anybody know that I'm going through this. I can't let people think that maybe I'm weak, you know? So that's who I'm serving right now. I want that woman to know that she's not alone. She's not alone. And it is no fault of hers that she may be experiencing emotional abuse. And sometimes she may not even recognize that that's what's going on for a long time. I just felt I wasn't right. You know, I remember about a year before my dad died, I went to visit him. And he said, "What's going on?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "I can see sadness in your eyes." And I was surprised that he noticed, but I really was in a difficult place. I was in a sad place, and my dad was able to pick it up in my eyes. So I just want to say to that woman out there, whatever it is you're struggling with, you heard Louisa talk about the work she does, you know, the helping women with a negative self-talk, helping them prioritize their needs so that they can live healthy lives. You know, for me, it's helping women who, even after leaving emotionally abusive relationships, still struggle to move forward. For me, one of the first things I had to do was forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for allowing certain things to happen, you know, for not acting, getting into a car with somebody I knew had been drinking. I had to forgive myself for putting myself in that position. I also had to learn how to take responsibility for what was my fault, my responsibility. But I also had to learn how to put down the things that were not my responsibility. It's not my job to be responsible for another adult who makes a poor decision. It was my responsibility not to get into the car. But I'm not going to fight somebody to keep them from drinking. I just have to make that decision for myself, not to put my child in danger. And so I really had to work on self-forgiveness. I had to give myself grace. And we all have to do that. You know, we have to give ourselves grace. We are only human. So it has just been an incredible, incredible conversation with you, Louisa. I am really looking forward to listening to this conversation again. Just listen to all the gems you drop when I'm editing this. I really enjoy editing the podcast because it's like I hear it again. I hear it at a different level. And so it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you today. And I will not say goodbye. I will say until next time, and I hope, you know, the opportunity comes up where we can collaborate some more in the future.
I would absolutely love that.
So that's it for today's episode of Women of Grit. Thank you for joining us, and don't miss the next episode in 1 week. And while you're waiting, you can catch up on previous episodes of our podcast on your favorite listening platforms, which you can access from our website, womanofgritpodcast.com. While on the website, you can learn more about today's guest and all our previous guests. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and rate the show to help us reach more listeners so we can continue bringing you these incredible stories of women who have overcome challenges with grit and determination. Thank you for your support, and until next week, remain ever gritful and never quit. It's always darkest before dawn, but light comes in the morning. Take care.